All right, going live and podcasting at the same time. So this is new. And I think I've added a poll to the poll to this live and to the podcast listeners is, do you want to be a business owner one day? So this is targeted at the non-business owners because I know there's a few of you on the group. But if you are a young health professional working for someone, do you want to be a business owner one day? So pop that in the poll and even leave a comment while you're watching or listening. Do you want to be a business owner one day? I'm responding to awesome article that Glenn Rusko popped up on iMovie last night. And it was the article was reflection of his daughter who picked up a job at private practice and did some really amazing things with digital strategy. So I think she started her own website and her own profiles on social. And then, so the question was, as an employer, how do you feel about this? And as an employee, is that something you would want to do? And then naturally, the next question was, well, if we're doing that, if we're doing our marketing, our referrer meetings, we've got our own source of traffic, then is there any distinguishable difference other than mindset to being an employer or an employee as a health professional? So the five of you that are on, just give me a wave so I can say hello because I am live on the MacBook rather than the phone. So I can't see your names pop up. My response to that is a fewfold, but I still think there is a massive difference between being a employer and an employee. The biggest difference is I think there's a lot of business owners who are not business owners. They just own a business. And I'll explain what I mean by that. So I know a lot of you might work for someone where the business owner is still seeing a majority of the clients, like 50 or 60 a week. And naturally by function is if the business owner is seeing 50 or 60 a week, there's a lot of things they can't do for the business. So they might need a business partner. And I'm not saying they're doing this well or poorly. This is just a reflection of my experiences, is that if you're a business owner seeing 50 or 60 a week, then you're not really a business owner. You probably just own a business. And I'm not saying that with any tonality or harshness. And reflecting on my journey, I would say I've only become a business owner this year. Whereas the 4 years before that, I would say I was just someone who owned a business. Because someone who owns a business is just a health professional and they went to ASIC and they registered a company name and they took on a lease. Now, I think that means you own a business. What I think a business owner does is look after their people, look after their culture, drives innovation, drives technology, and markets really well, and recruits and retains team really well. And my reflections, and again, this is only my journey. There may be some really awesome business owners out there who are able to do all these things, but I found that I could not. My reflection is that there's a lot of health professionals who own a business. And just reflecting on that post, I think there is a massive difference between an employee and an employer, but it might not be shown in the classic examples of private practice that we're familiar with. I think the classic examples of private practice is that someone owns a business, they still see 50 or 60 patients, and they're either tired, burnt out, or they have an inability to market, drive technology, drive innovation, and look after their team thoroughly. What I see I would love to be and what I would love to see more business owners do is look after their people better and more and drive culture and drive tech and drive innovation. And I just think there's a limit to what you can achieve if you're seeing 50 or 60 patients a week. And when talking about this, I think we should reflect on the personal training industry, because what has happened is just a mass flooding of options and styles and variations because you really, you don't need as strict accreditation as we have in physio. Anyone can become a personal trainer with many, many different means. And so instead of having, let's say, three or four quality trainers in one suburb, We have 32 variations of outdoor, indoor, boot camp, F45, CrossFit, boutique gyms. And what this means is a lot of them have really high staff turnover. They struggle to build a culture. They struggle to build a team. And if you can't build culture, team, and leadership, you can't be stable and you can't be profitable and you can't drive tech and you can't drive innovation and you can't improve people. And if you can't improve people, I really don't see what the point is. I see my number one function as a business owner is to improve my people and help my people achieve their goals. And I know that I can have the biggest impact if I can help the people around me to make an impact. And I thought it was probably the original reason I left my first job as a physio. There was lack of tech innovation, leadership, and self-development. And that's no fault of anyone. It's just a reflection of where we're at as a profession. A reflection of where we're at as a profession is when you get started, you definitely have to see 50 or 60 patients a week because that's the only way you're going to be able to sustain rent and all your expenses. But then after that, I think at some point you need to make a decision to become a business owner, not just someone who owns a business. And reflecting on my journey, we got to 4 iMoves and a pretty big team. And even that was before I would say I became a business owner, which my focus and priority was my team and my people. And I thought I would just leave it with the quote from Richard Branson, which is train people well enough so they can leave, but treat them well enough so they don't want to. And I think that sums up the difference between someone who owns a business and a business owner. So yes, all the young health professionals, anyone can go out there and you may look at it and say, well, if I have to do all this referral marketing and I have to have a website, my social page, and I have to see the clients anyway, I may as well just go and start my own business. And absolutely you can. And that might be a lifestyle that you want, because if you're someone who wants to see 40 or 50 patients and it's just you, you're actually really profitable. If you're just a one-man space with 40 or 50 clients a week, you can actually generate, you know, really good income. That's probably the highest point in your income for a few years after when you start employing people. So there's some real lifestyle questions there you might have to ask yourself. If you wanted to see 40 or 50 a week, you could be really good with that. But if you want to start developing a team, your income will drop, your priorities will shift. And if you want to hold on to that team and put them first and develop people and actually make that shift towards a business owner, it's entirely different. It's a different challenge. And it's challenging because we don't know how to be business owners. I'm still learning this. Some of you know I went through Clinic Mastery to get business coaching. And really, it was leadership coaching and client experience coaching and making the whole service better. And quickly, what you find out is you can't do that when you're in the business. So I still think there's a huge distinction, and I still think a lot of us don't know actually what it means to be a business owner and what our priorities and where our time goes. But I think what I have learned is it's impossible to see kind of 40 or 50 clients and develop those other things that I would like. So I'd love your reflections, because really this is just my experience, one person's experience, and what I've learned through iMove and my coaching and now mentoring others. But I would say, yes, there is a big difference. And if you're someone who might have said, there is no difference and I may as well just go and start my business, I want you to reflect on some of those things and I'd love to hear from you. So I'll wrap it up there. Thank you for watching. There's a good 12 or 15 of you on. Look forward to your questions. Thanks, guys.